Welcome back to week two of the Francis Howell North football podcast. Here with just Will again.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Should we get a guest on here?
We probably should get a guest. Like, I mean, there's a number of people to choose.
I think it's a good idea, but I don't know how we would get them.
What do you mean, how we get them?
Well, because it's fifth hour, we're during school. It's not like we can just yank.
There is a lunch going on, though, right now, so we could pull somebody out of lunch.
I wouldn't leave my lunch.
That's true. All right, well, let's just jump into the actual football part of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Start off the week, Thursday night, Giants at Washington. Like I said last week, Heinicke is goated.
Right, right.
Terry McLaurin also goes up.
I had Washington to win, but I think I had the Giants.
You had
actually
the Giants to win.
That's right. Yeah, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Unlucky, you know. Well, there wasn't much to say about this game.
Yeah, I mean it was good. It was a close game, but it was like
Saquon kind of showed flashes. Not really that, like, he had that one big run, but. Mm-hmm.
That's how Saquon has always been. He's like a 3 yard gain guy, and then he's got his 150 yard run, and that kind of evens him out.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch, like, his
pretty much,
like, all his highlights are just long runs. He doesn't really get like 5-7 yards consistently.
I don't know. I just want to see him kind of back to his full health, because
I do too.
He was fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving into some of the Sunday games, we got the Patriots at the Jets, where Zach Wilson throws 4 interceptions in his first 10 pass attempts.
That's what Belichick does. I mean, yeah. Not all that was on Zach Wilson. The O-line sucks. The receivers are pretty bad, besides Corey Davis.
And he's not great. Amazing.
Right.
But, I mean, he shows a lot of flashes of Johnny Manziel, in my opinion. Just like,
I don't think so.
He wants the big throws. I saw this on a lot of different things. A lot mm-hmm. of different sports media posts were just like, take the easy yards, stop being that guy, you're a rookie mm-hmm. against the Patriots. Just take the easy throws, try to get some points on the board. But he was just, he kept trying to be that guy, and he's not that mm-hmm. guy.
I don't agree with you with the Manziel part. I mean, all rookies do that. They all think, oh, it's college, you know. Let me just hit the ball up the seam. But now the safety runs a 4-2-5 and just picks it off. And obviously Belichick, I mean, he's kind of the master of doing that. They run, like, a different defense every series, every play pretty much. Like, even experienced great quarterbacks almost never know what's coming against Belichick. So, I mean, it really messes with the, like, progressions and all the nerd stuff.
Well, Belichick just dominates against rookie quarterbacks,
yeah,
too.
Because rookie quarterbacks, he wants to force them to make a mistake. And, I mean,
and there's a lot of rookie quarterbacks that go through that division as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cardinals at Vikings.
I didn't see this game, but,
saw the end of this game.
I saw the end of this game, too. It, like, the stat sheet was just, like, there was just no defense played, apparently. I mean, Kyler had 400 yards, I think 4 total touchdowns.
He was just running around.
Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook had a good week, 130 yards rushing, I think. Kirk Cousins, he didn't really have the volume, but they still were putting up lots of points. Like, he only had 200-ish passing yards, I think.
Well, and the Vikings have had the most passing yards
mm-hmm.
put on them in the first 2 weeks.
Right.
Out of any team. They just.
Mm-hmm. Pat Pete got torched, dude. That was the opposite of a revenge game. I don't know where it was on Instagram, but in coverage, Patrick Peterson had like 100 yards and 2 touchdowns on him. Like, oh. Time to retire, man.
And then that field goal. That field
it's
goal.
Very Vikings.
That's very. Very reminiscent of Blair.
Mm-hmm. It's very hard to be a kicker, though.
It is hard to be a kicker, but when you got a chip shot,
gotta make it.
Gotta make it for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta make it, or you're gonna lose your job very, very fast. which is probably what's going to happen to this guy, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, kickers don't really have a long NFL career.
Not at all.
Unless you're really, really, really good.
Exactly.
Anywho, on to Bucks Falcons. Dude, as big as a Chiefs fan that I am, I don't know if the Buccaneers are going to lose more than two games the whole season.
I don't know if they're going to lose more than one game.
Undefeated is unrealistic. No team's going to go undefeated for the next, I don't even know,
They don't have, like, a weakness.
They really don't. They have, I mean, a great defense. Their pass defense is kind of shaky, but...
I guess, yeah, but...
They'll get it. Their run defense is top three in the league. Their offense is number one in the league by far.
And it's crazy how last week, Godwin and Antonio Brown had good weeks, and mm-hmm. now this week, Gronk and
Mike Evans
have good week.
Mm-hmm. It's just pick your poison.
Not fair.
It's literally pick your poison with that team.
It's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get Mike Edwards on defense with two interceptions.
It's just crazy.
Saw a lot of celebrations.
He came in clutch. I needed those two interceptions. Beating a kill with him.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Now we have the Saints versus the Panthers. This was a good game for the Panthers. They kind of showed, like...
Great game for the Panthers.
Now, the Saints did have, like, a bunch of players out, though, and a bunch of coaches out. I think they had Ian Book, who is a rookie quarterback from Notre Dame. They had Ian Book running the substitutions. So that's how low they were on personnel. So you can kind of blame some of that on that, but I also think Carolina has a super underrated defense.
And offense.
Mm-hmm. And they flew around. They were getting to Jameis Winston a lot.
A lot. Jameis did not have a very good game compared to his week one.
Yeah, the interception was rough. But it was at the end of the half. You got to make something happen. But you don't do that unless your name is Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes.
And then not even Kamara.
Yeah, Kamara had like 7 yards. Nothing.
They're not even looking his way.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think some scrub could get 7 yards on 10 carries. It's less than a yard a carry.
Exactly.
Like, that's how bad the Saints were.
All right, next up, Bills absolutely blow out the Dolphins, 35-0. Their running game looks just disgusting.
Yeah. I mean... What else can you say? Like, it was 35-0. Dolphins pretty much sucked everywhere. Their own line looks terrible. Tua didn't look good until Tua got smashed. He didn't look good before that.
That was a big hit.
And then Brissett comes in, doesn't do much. They don't really have any weapons on offense.
They didn't even need Stephon Diggs either to do anything.
Yeah.
This one surprised me. I thought they were going to be better.
Yeah, I did too. I don't think Tua's really going to work out.
This looks like the Bills that everybody thought was going to be this season, though, instead of the Bills that we saw against the Steelers.
It didn't look like Josh Allen that we thought we would see. He's not Josh Allen from last year so far.
Last year, by week two, he was already in the MVP race.
Now he's throwing for 180 yards a game.
But their run game did look elite. So,
but that's what's gonna win Super Bowls.
Exactly.
Is a run game.
Titans, Seahawks.
Game of the week, even though it was like a 3 o'clock game, noon game.
This game was scaring me because I have Derrick Henry on my fantasy team. In the first half, he did nothing for me. Nothing. And I was like, come on, I cannot lose to Ben. I mean, he gets kicked out of the podcast for me.
Exactly.
I can't lose to him now. And Derrick Henry saves me.
Right.
Three big touchdowns.
Yeah. But, he had like 45 touches. That's just crazy.
They just gave him the ball every single.
Like, wow.
But then something else I want to talk about in this game was A.J. Brown, who was just dropping everything.
I think as long as the problem is just drops and it's not you know, separation or speed or route running.
Yeah.
Like, drops are fixable. And obviously, we've seen that he's an elite receiver or getting to be an elite receiver. So, I mean, I wouldn't worry.
Yeah, maybe he just needs to get his confidence back.
You just got to find a groove, find a rhythm. That's how it is for, you know, all athletes. Everyone hits a slump once in a while.
Never.
Well, I mean, I said athletes, so.
Anyways, yeah, so the Seahawks look good, too.
Yeah, Seahawks look great until the second half.
I mean, they blew it. They still look, actually, yeah, they look pretty bad.
Yeah, and then an OT, yeah. Russell Wilson.
Who you'd think 10 out of 10 times is going to go down and score that.
That's
get stuffed.
Yeah.
Especially by the Titans defense. Can't let that happen, Russ.
Mm-hmm. And then he got flamed by Pete Carroll after the game. Pete Carroll was like, this is like, I can't remember the exact quote, but he threw Russell Wilson under the bus. He was like, well, we don't expect Russell to give us a 3-and-out and making incomplete passes and taking sacks. Like, you don't say that about your star quarterback, at least over on an interview post-game.
Yeah, he was probably just mad because the Seahawks should be winning this game.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Titans showed the Seahawks what they should have done in the Super Bowl.
Pretty much. DK is kind of shying away, though. I don't know what's...
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I guess they're just putting all their men on DK. That Tyler Lockett's getting wide open
because
Tyler Lockett's now had two giant weeks.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, it's only DK's third year. Like, give the man some time.
Well, and I did hear some sources say that he was sore. He was like cramping up a little bit, so something was going on.
I wouldn't panic. He'll have a fine year. Just off to a slow start. Got to pick it up.
I mean, when you have that athleticism, there's no way you can't have a...
And Russell Wilson, he'll catch some deep balls. He'll get some slants that turn into 30, 40 yarders. He'll be fine. Now we got Cowboys Chargers.
Oh my gosh.
This game was boring.
I hated watching this game.
I thought this game was going to be a good game.
It would have been a great game if there wasn't a flag every other freaking play.
Yeah, it was terrible to watch. I had a bunch of players in this game.
I had Herbert, man.
I had Mike Williams, so I was a happy camper.
You don't understand how excited I was on that. You don't understand how excited I was on that giant touchdown, or that, like, big touchdown that got called back. I got up. I started screaming. I was looking at my dad. I was like, let's freaking go. I got Herbert on my team. And then it's just flag on the play.
Yep.
I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Cowboys ended up winning by a field goal, but it was like...
The Chargers lost this game.
Yeah.
The Cowboys did not win this game. The Chargers
pretty
lost
much.
The game.
It was...
Except the Cowboys looked really good in the first half.
Mm-hmm. The only real good player in that game was Greg Zuerlein.
Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator, just showing off they can pass and they can run.
Mm-hmm. Zeke finally looked all right. Tony Pollard looked better than him, though.
Exactly.
So
Zeke might be the running back, too.
I don't even know what the Cowboys are going to do with Zeke. Because you can't trade him, because nobody wants Zeke right now.
The only thing I feel that Zeke does better than Pollard is pass blocking.
Yeah. Well, and that's because Pollard is out on a route when they're
exactly.
passing.
Exactly, and he's so quick.
I don't know, man. It's a Cowboys thing to do.
Zeke's been scaring me.
Yeah. Now to my least favorite game of the week, Chiefs-Ravens.
This game was so stupid.
Yeah. Chiefs looked really, really good through the first half.
Interception on first drive.
Lamar Jackson throws a pick six, and then another pick. Chiefs offense is rolling. They're up. Then Lamar Jackson, does what Lamar Jackson does. Uses his arm, uses his legs. Throws some jump passes and stuff.
The one time the Chiefs start a game hot,
mm-hmm.
they lose. It's scaring me. It's like, we need to start just sucking for the first half
and
bring it back, because that's the only way we win games, I guess.
And then Lamar Jackson left Mahomes 3 minutes left for a final drive. We all knew
that
Mahomes is going to do what Mahomes does, brings him down the field,
And he did to
the 35-40 yard line, and then the, you know, and honestly the fumble, it was on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but
it was a good,
there was like two defenders in the backfield as soon as he's getting the handoff,
and it was a great punch out of the ball, like especially by a rookie, that was that was just a really good play.
I don't think people understand how hard it would be to hold on to the ball in that.
Seriously, yeah.
Because he just got handed the ball, and it's immediately punched out of his hand.
But, so, you know, still his fault. But
you get paid millions of dollars. Got to hold the rock, man.
You really do.
Hopefully, you know what? Hopefully it'll fire up the Chiefs, and they'll just come out and murder the Chargers this weekend.
I wanted to punch Lamar Jackson in the face as soon as he flipped into the end zone. Yeah. But you know what? That's just going to feed the Chiefs team energy for the rest of this season. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't lose another game.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't think any team is going to only have one loss this year besides the Buccaneers.
They're going to be so mad after this game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. Now we have Packers and Lions. I mean, this is kind of what you expect the Packers and Lions game to be.
This, yeah.
Aaron Jones looked really good. Goff didn't look too bad.
He didn't look terrible.
He doesn't get through his progression, though. If his first look isn't there, then they're kind of...
It does seem like he chooses where he's going before he even just takes the snap. He's just...
Mm-hmm. But then you got to realize that it's his second game and is in a new system with a new coach and a new team after 5 years on the Rams, you know, with a whole different system. So you know, he'll take some getting used to, but he looked good for the circumstances that he's under.
I like Jared Goff too. I really wish, like, I miss when he was a stud on the Rams and taking him to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, stud is, you know. He was solid.
He was pretty dang good.
He rode McVay and Gurley's coattails, but
a lot of people thought that he was going to be.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, including me.
I thought that too.
Dude, him and Carson Wentz were supposed to run the league, and then football happened.
Pretty much. Carson Wentz just went down. Jared Goff just goes down. I don't know what's going on with that.
Right.
A couple players that we didn't really mention that we felt like should be mentioned, even though we didn't really talk about their games because they weren't as important or we didn't feel like we needed to talk to them, was Derek Carr, who looks great. Derek Carr looks really, really good.
I agree. The pass touchdowns aren't exactly there, but he's got like 830 yards or something crazy like that through two games, which, I mean, he's not going to keep that up, but against the Steelers, that's pretty impressive.
I saw Stephen A. Smith rank the Raiders as the fifth best team in the league.
You know what I'm going to say? Stay off the weed.
Stay off the weed.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I'm just saying, some people got them high up there.
I don't think the Raiders are going to end up making the playoffs at the end of the year because the Raiders do this every year where they start out looking pretty good, and then, like, the final 8 weeks, they just kind of suck. So.
They always do start off kind of hot. The AFC West, though, is making a real competition for best division.
They look a lot better. I would rank them top five, top four.
Top two.
Top two, no. Not over the Steelers, Browns, Ravens division, and the NFC
West.
Yeah, West. I have them three at least.
Maybe. I think they might be better than Steelers, Browns, Ravens. Actually, no, but even Cincinnati's kind of kicking.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. And then we got Cooper Kupp.
God damn.
I don't know. I didn't see this coming. He's
got really standing
100-plus yards in his last two games.
A lot of people thought what Cooper Kupp is doing right now was going to be what Robert Woods was doing.
Right.
Before the season, but nope.
They're both great receivers.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Robert Woods hasn't really got the volume and the target that you'd expect, honestly.
I know. I thought he was going to be Matthew Stafford's number one option, but it's
guess
looking
not.
Like it's Cooper Kupp who looking has like literally torched the first two teams that they've played.
Mm-hmm. Then again, they haven't really played the best teams of all time.
They haven't played nobodies, though. They've played some.
The Bears. suck. The Colts.
I think those are two decent teams.
No. The Bears suck.
Not the Bears.
The Colts will keep it close, but I don't see the Colts winning 7 games.
Well, I'm just saying the teams they versed, it wasn't Jacksonville and Houston.
Yeah.
So then a lot of stuff happened this week, including a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. A lot of people went down. A lot of notable people went down.
Right.
Baker Mayfield hurt his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back on, goes, yeah, I just popped it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Tua, who had to get carted off after a rough hit. He got
crushed, dude.
That one hurt to watch.
Mm-hmm. Poor Tua.
But then I think the x-rays came back negative, and he'll be back.
Well.
But, I don't know. So part of me wants him not to come back because he's not.
He's not really what we thought he would be.
Sometimes you got to admit that you missed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Dolphins missed on Tua.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the J.C. Jackson quote where he said, if Tua doesn't find his first man, he just throws the ball up? And then somebody, like, actually analyzed it, and it, like, his completion percentage when not targeting his first read is, like, 25%. Like, it's terrible.
And that stinks because Tua was such a great college player.
And he's such a good guy, too. Like, I like his competitiveness and his, like, humbleness, but he's just, like, not really working out so far. Maybe it's the system. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know as fans going on inside, like, an NFL organization.
Exactly. And you can tell something's wrong if they're losing 35-0.
But at what point is it, like, you know, this is on the player, like, we have people around you. You need to play at a good level.
So then next on the injury list, Tyrod Taylor. This one's interesting because a lot of people are saying Deshaun Watson might come back from this.
No.
Well, the thing with the league right now is that he's not put on the exempt list because they haven't had to because the Texans just aren't playing him. But if they start playing him, the league's going to have to actually make a decision on if he can play or not.
Right.
Which is, I mean, this situation with all these accusations against him, with sexual assault, it's just that the commissioner's put in a really tough spot here.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to play. I don't think it matters what the Texans want. I don't think Deshaun Watson is playing bottom line. Because why would you want to go and get hurt in a hypothetical situation where he is innocent? We don't know if he's innocent or guilty yet until, you know, we really get to the bottom of this. But in a situation where he is innocent and is being falsely accused and he goes out and plays for this garbage Texans team and then he gets hurt really badly, then his trade, you know, nobody's really going to want to trade for him. And now he's stuck on the Texans again. So I think he's just kind of sitting out the year. He's going to want to get shipped no matter what. He's going to want to get traded no matter what. I don't think he's playing another snap for the Texans. So, I guess it's the David Mills show. who, by the way, did not look good at all.
No. Yeah, I didn't even know he was a person.
No. He's a rookie from Stanford, I think. Not good.
What if he just becomes a stud?
I don't think so. Not on that team.
Yeah, not on that team.
Yeah.
So then Carson Wentz rolls both his ankles in one play.
It's probably the most Carson Wentz headline you could ever get.
He's such a
talented quarterback, but
he just doesn't play right.
And what I mean by that is he doesn't care about his body. Like, he plays like a ball carrier, like a running back, where like he's gonna make a throw, like contorting his body sideways while he's getting crushed by Aaron Donald, who has like an 8-pack at 270 pounds. And it's like, he's just asking to get hurt pretty much. Like, I don't know.
The Colts team is like so good, yet not. It's so weird.
Like, if Carson Wentz was healthy, And their receivers, I mean, their receivers are just kind of the...
They're not great.
They're not. They're good, not great. It's like the Steelers.
Michael Pittman, I mean, he's good, but he's not...
He's not a weapon.
He's not a wide receiver one.
Right.
Especially 2 years in the league. I mean, he could become that.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to figure something out.
Mm-hmm. And now Wentz is hurt, so they're probably going to tank a couple weeks.
Well, and a lot of people are saying they're going to start giving the ball to Jonathan Taylor a lot more, but then we're just going to see what we saw with Dallas last year, where they just stack it against Jonathan Taylor. And then, I don't know. This season's going to be a roller coaster for the Colts. Mm-hmm. And they're on, what's the show?
No, I think that's the Cowboys.
No, the Cowboys got preseason. Colts got announced the other day that they're doing in-season Hard Knocks.
Huh. I thought it was the other way around, where the Cowboys got it during the season.
No, Colts are getting it in season. Cowboys is already out, because I've watched a couple.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Then last up, not too big a deal. This is actually, I'm kind of almost happy this happened. Because Andy Dalton gets hurt, which I feel bad saying that I'm happy this happened. But now we can see Justin Fields play, who should have been playing in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I would sit Justin Fields for a year, but I also wouldn't have Andy Dalton mentoring him. I mean, if anything, bring in Cam Newton.
Well, now this is – well, they have Nick Foles still.
Oh yeah.
So is Nick Foles now going to be playing, or is Justin Fields now going
to
be playing?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. If I was a general manager of a team, I would sit my rookie quarterback – for the first year, so we can, it's like redshirting going into college. So you can gain knowledge, soak up all the information without putting your body at too much risk. Because what you don't want to do...
Because it's not like they're going to be
right
amazing anyway.
What you don't want to do is do a Josh Rosen, where you go play, you suck, and then you never get another chance.
Yeah.
Like, and also, if you draft your quarterback... And if he's a high pick, or I guess an early pick in the first round, that probably means that you sucked last year. So you're probably going to suck again this year if he doesn't play, which means you'll get another good pick that you compare with your quarterback. And I think that's when you build around. That's when you build your team in the offseason, kind of like how the Bills did, where they got Josh Allen. They sucked for a year, even though he played in some games. And then they got Diggs, they went and built up a defense, they built up an O-line, and they formed their team around him. I think that's what you do with a rookie and not just throw him out there.
Well, I guess we'll see what they do. Let's see if they start Nick Foles.
I don't know. I think it's a lose-lose either way.
Dear God, I hope not.
Because it's the Bears, so.
And once again, I love Nick Foles, but this week's podcast will be the recurring segment that we'll have every week, which is the primetime picks. Mm-hmm. This week's primetime picks are, the games are a little, they're not too exciting.
All right. We both had a win last week. We're not going to count ties or losses because it's kind of lame.
Yeah, just count all of our wins.
Mm-hmm. And then whoever has the most wins.
And we're both at one.
Mm-hmm. So we're splitting.
I thought I was going to get it with that Lions pick, man. I thought the Lions were going to win.
No. So this week we have Panthers-Texans Thursday night. We have Packers-49ers Sunday night, I believe.
Yep.
And then Eagles-Cowboys Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first game, I'm going to go Panthers with Tyrod Taylor, dude. He was the Texans' only shot. And now... he's hurt.
I got the Panthers, too. I feel like this is an easy call.
Yeah, I don't think the Texans really have any way of beating the Panthers.
The Panthers are really going to have to sell this game to lose.
Yeah. Then you have Packers-49ers.
This one's interesting.
Mm-hmm. After the Detroit-Green Bay game, I think Green Bay's back, honestly. So, I'm going to go Packers.
I'm going to go 49ers.
Okay. Why do you pick 49ers?
Just everything, I feel like, points it towards the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. So, I'm going to go 49ers.
you know what they say, go with the flow, but got to go against the flow.
Sometimes you got to go against the flow.
Make your own flow, dude.
That's 49ers is just my gut decision. I think the D-line is going to get to Aaron Quick. Even the Lions' D-line got to Aaron Quick.
Mm-hmm.
And the receivers, I mean, I think Davante Adams is going to have a really big game.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Jones is going to have a smaller game.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I think Kittle's going to go off.
I hope so. That's my guy.
Kittle?
Yeah. I think, I mean, the Packers are going to do what the Packers do. Score a lot on offense. The defense is going to be like,
it's just going to be a weird game.
I just don't think Jimmy G is going to be that guy to win big games for your team. Like, he's a fine starting
quarterback.
Trey
Lance in then, man.
I don't think Trey Lance is going to beat the Packers on Sunday Night Football.
There's zero chance.
That'd be a hard ask.
That would be a really hard ask.
Now, to finish it up, we got Eagles versus Cowboys Monday night. As much as it pains me to say it, I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys more than anything, pretty much, except the Patriots with Tom Brady. But I have to pick the Cowboys to win. Dak, their offense looks really good. And I don't know if the Eagles' offense can really do that great against – I mean, the Cowboys' defense is not good, but
– this is another gut-feeling game for me, and I'm going Eagles.
Yeah, I just don't think the Eagles can keep up with the Cowboys' offense. The Eagles
– no, they definitely cannot.
Jalen Hurts looks good.
And the Eagles' defense isn't terrible.
The Eagles have a solid defense.
Yeah.
Their defense is good, honestly.
Pretty – yeah.
They just kind of marched through Atlanta. Then they had a tough one this last week. I think they only scored 10 points, 11 points or something. So
I do think that the Cowboys could be kind of a – like kind of intense for Jalen Hurts. Like,
mm-hmm.
Did he play him last year?
I don't think he
– I don't think he got to play the Cowboys in any of those games.
I think he did the Saints and –
he played four games, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Well, whatever.
Let's not say anything that makes us look stupider than we already are.
Well.
More stupid.
Exactly.
I think that proves my point. On that note.
That's pretty much going to wrap it up.
Yeah, we will catch you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Peace.